ושבייסיף תזבור על הסוכר ובור שהכל וכן מויסיף קודם בסוכר שהכל זה מרחב הפס של כל כאן שוגר and sugar cane make a shahakol. Question is why? It's grown for the purpose of using the sugar inside of it. So before that's the ikur pri. Even so we say that since the only juices that we retain the chashivas of the bracha itself are wine and oil, olive oil. Anything else is we treat it as just sap that's coming out of it and it's a shahakol levidvaro. And the sugar is an extra svara that it was nishtana. It looks completely different. You have crystals and not the original thing. And therefore, you make a shahako. The same thing says in Mishnah Berurah about if you have sugar cane and you suck on the sugar cane, so you're sucking out the juice of it. Here you don't have the second svara because it wasn't turned into crystals. Even so, you make a shahako. Why? Because the cane itself cannot be eaten. You're just sucking the juice out of it. And therefore, we don't treat it as a fruit. Yeah, that's the way we bask in. Yeah. This is Brimming the Chayodim. It says the same thing if you chew on a licorice root, which has a nice flavor. It's also shahakal. Even the root is very pre-adama, but the root is not edible when you're just eating it for the juices that come out of it. Yeah. Yeah. The mice, Mr. Bruce says, you should know that there are all kinds of opinions about this. And some opinions say that you make a very pre-eight on sugar from sugar cane because that is the main edible part of this thing. Like a fruit doesn't have to look like a fruit. It's the juices that are edible that come out of the cane. And if it's from a sugar beet, which most of the sugar today is from sugar beet, then it'll be a boy pre-adom according to the shittas. The misafi process, we make a shako. Yes, it says that if you made a boy pre-adom on sugar, you'll be yoyte. Or boy pre-ate, if you know that's from a sugar cane. Yeah. So you have to know where the sugar is from. So maisa, once again, you make a shakal on it. If you made a boy pre-adoma on a tomato, it doesn't cover the sugar. Since you're not making a chayav to pata. Even though it's a good question, that chayav, okay, Sufik we should say pata. Since nigger, then we pass over the shakal. Yeah. So that's the chiddush din. We're wrong to say that if you plan to eat sugar and cucumber, you made a boy pre-adoma on a cucumber. You should say it's a stuffing bracha to make a bracha on the sugar because if it's salad, you can make a boy pre-adom on the sugar. So I can make a shakal now on the sugar. Even so, the maisa, the minigoyal is not like that. That since the stuffing we choose the shakal, we don't say in the other direction of the stuffing. Maybe it's not a shakal. And we eat it. You want to have it, but if you have two fruits in front of you, orange and a pear, you say, I want one of them to have to be made to the orange, not the pear. You can't do that. So it's a big Kiddush. Sift as I peel build the tank of evasion, pepper and ginger when it dried out, a color of dreifulish and a negative, also on cloves, clue. So if you eat peppercorns or any type of spices that nobody eats by itself, you eat it by itself without any mixture into it to make it edible, then you do not make a bracha at all. It is not food. Now, egos muscat, vavoy pre-eight, inile, which is cinnamon, inagavoy pre-adom. Yeah, whatever that nut is a type of fruit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, chidi says you make a boy pre-adom on the cinnamon because there's some type of like a bark of some type of plant. I don't just say it's a boy pre-eight. Nice, that's what it says, a boy pre-adom. It's not the fruit that grows out of it, it's the bark itself. Sifyuches, a pibul zangvil kishem rituvim. We have fresh peppers, peppercorns that didn't dry out yet, or ginger roots, which is still fresh and not dried out yet. So you make a poiripi hadomom. Yeah. Now, on the ginger root, it's possible to make a poiripi because it's a root. But on the pilpel, the peppercorns, that's the fruit, so there'll be room to say you make a poiripi. But since generally we don't eat in such a fashion, because it's generally dried out and used as a spice, there'd be room to say make a shahako. But since there are certain people that eat it when it's still fresh, make a boy pre-adoma. I'm not familiar with people eating these fresh peppercorns. Yeah, but that's what it says. Ramos is called Peirish, the Yidei Ben Shem Ikea Prima Vorka Leim, boy pre-eight. Anything you know that this is what the tree was planted for, it's the fruit of the tree, make a boy pre-eight. So Shane Ikea Pri, boy pre-adoma. If you have the fruit in the other parts, let's say the leaves, a lot of people eat also, that'd be a boy pre-adoma. the Mesupik, and the Ika Pri Eloi, Boi Pri Adama, and many of them, Ahu Mavar Shahako. The Mesupik is the Boi Pri Eloi, Boi Pri Adama, you make a Boi Pri Adama. So we're talking about a case that you learned halachas and you have no way of clarifying. Otherwise, call up your local halacha hotline and get an answer. Or your local rabbi. Same thing with Shahako. If you knew the halachas and you still remain with the Mesupik, is the Shahako or not, then you make a Shahako.